Hello and welcome to Fresh Dialogues. I'm Alison Van Diggelen. This month, the space race is really heating up. Three of the world's most exciting entrepreneurs are vying for supremacy in space exploration. Elon Musk of SpaceX, Jeff Bezos of Blue Origin, and Richard Branson of Virgin Galactic. Here's my conversation with Elon Musk about his ambitions for Mars. He joined me in front of a lively audience at the Computer History Museum in Silicon Valley in 2013.
You famously said you want to die on Mars, just not on impact.
Right. Exactly.
Tell us about that dream.
Yeah, well, I actually was asked by a journalist, do you want to die on Mars? And I said yes. And I was like, but wait, not on impact, to be fair. That's one of the possibilities. I guess, I'd like to be able to go to Mars while I'm still able to manage the journey reasonably well. So I think like I don't want to be like 75 and go to Mars.
You don't want to take your Zimmer frame with you.
Right. It could be, at least in the beginning, it could be mildly arduous. I'd like to get there, I don't know, I mean, ideally in my 50s, that would be kind of cool.
So you see that happening in the next...
Well, I mean, I aspire to make that happen, and I can see the potential for that happening. I'm not saying it will happen, but I think it can happen. I'll try to make it happen.
Ladies and gentlemen, Elon Musk.
Last week, I joined Rob Young on the BBC World Service to explore who's most likely to win today's space race and what's motivating them. Richard Branson is focused on taking tourists into space. His Virgin Galactic company offers suborbital spaceflight for a cool $250,000 a ticket. He plans to be one of Virgin's first passengers later this year. Elon Musk and Jeff Bezos have much more ambitious goals, to establish colonies in space. Bezos just released plans this month for Blue Origin's lunar lander. He wants to create a colony on the moon. We'll go back to the moon, Bezos says, this time to stay. By contrast, Musk has even loftier goals. He wants to create a colony on Mars. To fund that mission, SpaceX has a booming business launching private satellites and offering rocket courier service to the International Space Station. He's also vying for a slice of the $1 trillion internet connection business. This month, SpaceX plans to launch its first 60 satellites for the Starlink mission to bring fast internet connection to billions of the world's unserved population. Bullish as ever, Musk's grand plan is for 12,000 satellites in low Earth orbit. Rival OneWeb, backed by Richard Branson, has more modest plans for a 600-satellite constellation. The race is on. Here's the BBC's Rob Young. We're joined by Liz Gwynn, Prime 7 TV anchor from the exotic-sounding Wagga Wagga, Australia. Thanks so much for joining us. Find out more at freshdialogues.com.
Now, the space race is on, but this is not one nation attempting to reach a distant planet before another. This is a battle between billionaires, between the founder of Amazon, Jeff Bezos, Elon Musk of Tesla, and Sir Richard Branson of the UK's Virgin. This week, Jeff Bezos unveiled a model of a lunar landing craft that he said could be used to take scientific equipment and eventually people to the moon.
Let me show you something. This is Blue Moon. We've been working on this lander for 3 years. It's a very large lander. This is an incredible vehicle, and it's going to the moon.
Well, Sir Richard Branson's Virgin Galactic has just said it's moving all of its US operations to New Mexico with the aim of starting commercial space travel later this year. 700 people have already paid the ticket price of $250,000 for a seat on one of the first flights operated by Virgin Galactic. Among those very first passengers will be Sir Richard, who's been telling me about the company's preparations.
Yeah, it's a wonderful day today. We've just announced that we're going to move the whole operations from Mojave Desert to New Mexico. New Mexico built as the most beautiful spaceport right out in the desert. And over the next few months, we will finish doing up the spaceport. We're finishing doing up the interiors of VSS Unity that has already done, you know, two flights into space. And it and the mothership will move down here and we'll do a couple of more final test flights before I go up and other people go up.
And will they be this year?
I think it's very likely that it'll be this year.
Sir Richard Branson there. Well, let's talk to Alison and Liz again. Liz, Australia, I think, with lots of other countries, wants to build a spaceport. So would you be up for a trip to space if you had the money?
Absolutely. If I had a cheeky $2,000, then, or $200,000, I should say, then absolutely I would be interested in going up. I think it's just would be such a wonderful experience. And I think anyone would be so interested to see what is up there and to see the view of Earth from above. So definitely I would be on board with that.
Alison, which of the various billionaires do you think may well win this particular space race?
Despite being a Brit, I put my money on Elon Musk. He has defied the naysayers time and time again. His company, SpaceX, has been the one that's pioneered reusable rockets, which has driven down the cost by a factor of four. And this summer, they plan to be the first private company to launch astronauts to the International Space Station. Previously, it's just been superpowers and countries.
Yeah.
So that
think,
is that's.
Do you think this is serious business on behalf of these billionaires, or do they just want bragging rights?
I think with Musk, he has a lifetime ambition. He's famously said, I want to die on Mars, just not on impact. So he is doing it for the adventure, but also he sees it as an inspirational objective and something that can make humans a multiplanetary species. So
okay.
it's a big,
Alison,
a big dream, big vision.
Indeed. Alison, Liz, for now, thank you. You're with Business Matters on the BBC World Service.